Good morning. The wind warning across the region has been allowed to expire, but it's still very blustery, and winter-like cold is going to greet us outdoors early this morning. Temperatures have tumbled back into the 20s across a large part of interior New York and New England, but with the wind still gusting over 20 and up to 30, and at times maybe even up to 40 miles per hour, wind chill values are in the single digits and teens, and that's what you want to dress for early this morning. That front that brought rain showers yesterday and a brief spell of milder air is now long gone off the eastern seaboard. In its wake, that west-northwesterly breeze is driving in the colder air. So with a gusty west breeze, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds today, a few flurries and snow showers downwind of Lake Ontario that will not add up, and temperatures will stay in the 30s and perhaps touch the 40-degree mark in the valley locations. As we head into the night tonight, skies will remain clear for a while, then some clouds will start to move in, especially after midnight. Temperatures will drop back into the 20s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to an Alberta Clipper, which will sweep through the Great Lakes and into our region tomorrow. It looks like it'll stay dry through the morning commute, but some light, wet snow will break out through the rest of the morning and into the afternoon, especially across the higher terrain. With the higher sun angle for the month of April and the system coming through in the middle of the day, it'll be difficult to see snow accumulate on the roadways during the course of the afternoon in the valley location. Still, a sloppy, slushy inch or two of snow possible in the valleys during the day tomorrow and into the evening, while the best chance for 1 to 3 inches of snow will occur across the hills and mountains. Afternoon highs tomorrow will only be in the upper 30s to around 40 degrees. Perhaps an additional coating of snow tomorrow evening before we dry things out overnight, but another system moving through the Tennessee Valley and toward the mid-Atlantic coast will pass by to our south on Saturday. There is the chance that we could see another coating of snow, especially in the Catskills and southern New England on Saturday morning. Mostly cloudy skies otherwise, with highs on Saturday staying in the 30s. High pressure will build in for the second half of the weekend, so a dry day on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds. Highs will be near 40, but another system will approach next week with a chance of snow or rain and snow on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the West Coast will begin an active weather period in the coming days. Just light showers and high elevation snow showers across the northwest and northern Rockies today, but another and more powerful front will approach the California coast tomorrow, bringing heavy rainfall across central and northern California, which will last into Saturday. Moderate rainfall and high elevation snow can also be expected across the Pacific Northwest. Flooding is a concern from Friday through Sunday across the west, and flood watches are in place for portions of central and northern California. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility and fog, 8 below zero with a west wind at 91 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 21 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 25 degrees, the dew point 8, 48% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 16 gusting to 24 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.97 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City sunny and windy near 50, sunny and windy in Boston in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 52 degrees, the low 30, the average temperature 41, that's 2 degrees below normal. 0.14 of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, officially 0.1 of an inch of snow, for the month now 1 inch, that's a half inch above normal, and 75.9 inches of snow for the season, which is 17.5 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 54 degrees, the average low 33. The record high 82 set in 1928, and the record low 14 in 2016. Sunrise this morning, 6:31 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:26 p.m. 12 hours and 55 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and unseasonably cold today, with highs in the mid to upper 30s. partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and unseasonably cold today with highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and unseasonably cold today with highs in the middle and upper 30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and unseasonably cold today with highs in the upper 30s to around 40. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and unseasonably cold today with highs right around 40. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with snow or a mix of rain and wet snow, especially in the valleys, with minimal accumulation, mainly on the grass, but up to 1 to 3 inches across the higher terrain, lower 40s. Mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers, especially in southern New York and New England during the day, upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds near 40 Sunday. Increasing clouds with late-day snow showers Monday, lower to mid-40s. A chance of snow or a rain-snow mix on Tuesday, lower 40s. And a mix of sun and clouds back into the upper 40s Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.